Hey, Ray Dietrich here from America's Keepers. So there is a lot going on in America right now. I wanted to touch base on one super important topic close to my heart, right? So I've spent 20 years in law enforcement. I'm from a law enforcement family, multi-generational law enforcement. I spent a lot of time helping law enforcement foundations and run social media pages for pro-law enforcement. I am the thin blue line. Okay, so let's get that out of the way first. But, okay, there's always a but. And this message goes out to the police unions and the independent thinking sheriffs of this country, okay? We are at a crossroads because while I am the thin blue line and I support the police because it's in my blood, it's in my DNA, I am also a patriot of this country and I am a constitutionalist. Okay. And what I'm seeing out there now is not good for anyone. It's not good for citizens of this country. It's not good for law enforcement. And it's not good for the Constitution. Okay. And I think you know what we're talking about. I'm in a unique position being a former officer, almost 20 years in Southern California, of being able to speak my mind. And because I can speak my mind, I'm going to. One of the major problems with law enforcement and them getting their side of the story out is that most cops are not going to post on social dissenting beliefs from their department or a lot of politics on their page. They can't say certain things because they get in trouble, okay? They don't really have free speech, a lot of officers. Not all departments, some. That's where I'm calling on these unions and these independent thinking sheriffs to step in here, okay? It's time to fight illegal orders, guys, okay? We are risking, I say we, but it's really you. You are risking losing all the support that a lot of people have really pushed for the last 10, 20 years to get a lot of people that blue lives matter, okay? Thin blue line, all of these things. But the very people that support us are the ones that are getting caught up in some of these unconstitutional enforcements I'm seeing all over the country. And what are we talking about? We're talking about enforcing face masks and social distancing and orders from the governor to do this or that, or businesses being closed and arrested and owners arrested, all these things. So let's talk about that. Let's start with your oath. Who remembers their oath? Okay. You swear it to the Constitution, not to your police chief, mayor, governor. Okay. They cannot supersede this Constitution. I'm no lawyer, but I put a lot of people in jail over the years, and I understand the law as well as anyone does in the streets. Okay? Not a lawyer, but I will tell you that the Constitution is not superseded by anything. A virus? A governor who wants to have authoritarian power? Nobody. Okay? So you cannot do certain things. Or you start falling under deprivation of rights under color of authority, which will get you in a lot of trouble. Okay? Bill Barr has already said he's watching some of these governors overreach, okay? It is happening all over. Let me give you a great example of overreach, okay? And something that you have to be able to stand up on. And look, unions, you need to get out there and tell your story, okay? I saw something from New York. Their PBA came out and started this narrative and started this conversation because we know that the officers on the line can't fight back on social and say, hey, I don't want to enforce this. This is unconstitutional. The unions step in there. Okay, so let me give you a clear example of what I'm talking about. Last week in Sacramento, they did some protests in California, right? Sacramento, CHP's out there on the steps of the Capitol building. And these people are peacefully protesting the lockdown, okay? They're out there with their American flags. They're doing their things. Zero violence, no threats to law enforcement, no aggressive crowd, none of that. They declared prior to this assembly that it was now illegal to assemble in public at the state capitol on state grounds, okay? So effectively what happened was the CHP comes out and starts making arrests for protesters for violating this new order that they cannot peacefully assemble and protest, okay? This is the most clear violation of the First Amendment I've ever seen. Okay, this is state property. It's the people's property. They are assembling to protest and give grievances to the government. You can't make this stuff up. It's Go read the First Amendment. It's basically talking about what happened in Sacramento. Yet these officers made these arrests. Number one, the optics of this. And I'm not a big optics person, but hey, if you want, look, let's be real. The left hates the cops. If you want the right to hate the cops too, keep doing this. And then we're fucked. I can't be more clear, I don't think. Okay? Arresting patriots for peacefully assembling is not a good look. Violating the Constitution because your boss wants you to is not a good look. Arresting people for protesting or for assembling because now there is social distancing and this guideline and that guideline that's brand new, not law, not put through the Congress, is unconstitutional. And I hope every one of them soon get all the money that they ask for. The things that I'm seeing with businesses being cited, and I've seen videos of business owners walked out in handcuffs from their businesses, from opening their business during this crisis. Number one, we are releasing inmates all over the country for crazy offenses, and yet we're arresting business owners. Seriously, we have to think, people. Follow your oath. Your oath is everything. It's real easy to be a cop and have a government job and get stimulus money on top of it. You're probably all making a shit ton of overtime, and that's great. Maybe you need some perspective of the business owner that are getting tickets and walked out in handcuffs. Maybe you need to understand that they have, you know, families at home that need to be fed. Maybe that you understand that they probably didn't even get a stimulus check. Okay? They don't qualify for unemployment. They probably didn't get PPP, you know, SBA loans. And they're freaking out because they're losing everything. But we have to do better. Okay? We cannot be writing tickets for not wearing masks and social distancing. Social distancing. You never heard of the phrase 2 months ago, and now we're getting tickets for it? Are you kidding me? Lori Lightfoot? This is how you lose all support. This is how you kick off some horrible flashpoint incidents that could lead to much more unions. Get the messages out, okay? We're turning on our own people. These governors are making illegal orders. They're so close to house arrest. They're destroying America. And you're out there citing people for not wearing masks? Are you kidding me? We gotta do better. Wake up. That sounds good. You don't have a job anymore, Ray. What would you do? Okay, I'll tell you what I did. Now, if you're not willing to do that, that's fine. But here's what I would do. Deputy Dietrich, I want you to arrest this man for illegally protesting on the steps of the Capitol in Sacramento. No, I will not. That is unconstitutional. This person has a right to protest per the U.S. Constitution. I feel this is an illegal order and an illegal arrest, sir. And then you go with it, okay? Here's what's going to happen. You do that, maybe you have a crazy department that takes your badge and gun and sends you home. Probably you don't. But if you do, be the patriot. Take that fight to that city, to that county, to that state. You will get your job back. Arbitration will be your friend. You'll probably get money for wrongful termination if it goes that far, but if nothing else, you took a stand. That Constitution means something. This country and freedom means something. It's not just words. It's not just when it's convenient. And the old, I was following orders, doesn't fucking fly when you're trampling on the Constitution. Stand up. There's 30 million people in America who have lost their livelihood, and you are scared of you losing yours for following an illegal order and taking people's freedom. Unions, get that message out. We're going to get creamed, and no one is going to support the police if this continues.